Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's go to the legal.
Time for the legal.
Yeah, I don't have my legal.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim, 30 years, baby. Hey, man, Fitz.
31.
Wow. Yeah. Might be time for them to pack it in.
Just think about that. At the same job I for 30 years.
Tim, hey.
Tim.
He got it.
You know, I do think... when Steph goes,
I don't even want to talk about it.
There's going to be such a ripple effect. You know, like if I'm Tim Roy or Fitz, and I've been around for 30, I am leaving when the chef
Fitz
leaves.
Fitz has always alluded to that. Like if he ever were to dip, that would be it. But I believe we got four or five more of the chef. He ain't even at his Ray Allen stage. There's so many places.
But Ray Allen had a jump shot.
Mm. Well, Steph got his shot.
It's a set shot.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a little tough for him to get it off.
Yeah.
But Rick Fox shot it from up here and he was 6'7".
Ricky.
Guru, I'm a little hurt.
I hope I did.
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys,
text
line.
Oh, boy. I told you, turn that stuff off. You're off of Twitter.
I've been hearing you, Steiny, and Willard constantly stating the Warriors probably won't get much in a trade for Kuminga. Besides, Kerr is going on a media tour, besmirching Kuminga constantly. The other two biggest reasons why Kuminga's value has been driven so low, one sits in the A chair from 10 to 2, the other sits in the A chair from 2 to 6.
Damn, he knew the name of the chairs. Man.
Yeah, I brought Kuminga's trade value down.
Man.
I'm the
great, he gave it to him.
I'm the great assessor of talent, and the league follows my lead.
I mean, I root for the kid, but I'm rooting for the team. And again, if we
for him, you know what?
You want him in a better place where he can play more.
I want him in another place and find out if it turns out to be a better place or not.
But what does that say about your 5 years of him under your tutelage? You couldn't get him up and running. Like that, you know, that'll be the worst thing for the Warriors. He goes somewhere else and then turns into an all-star or a bona fide player. It's like, damn, what happened?
Listen, the only way Kuminga comes back to haunt him is if he's a really good player on a really good team. Yeah. If he goes to a team and averages 22 a game and they stink, nobody's really going to care. It's the guys who go places and contribute. Like if the Bucks were, Ryan Rollins is a little different.
Oh, the one that got away.
No, but it would be like, you know, Ryan Rollins, if the Bucks go to the playoffs and he's a starter and they win a round, you know, it's like, okay, he's a good player on a good team. Let's go to Kev in Pleasanton. Hey, Kev, how you doing, man?
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
Listen, Goo, I'm going to get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Steiny called this a year ago.
Well,
Goo, Steiny said, I don't think Kuminga's going to play next year. It's going to be the same thing.
Hmm.
And Goo, you were like, no way if they give him his money.
You're right.
And I remember that, Steiny.
Thank you.
And I was hoping that wasn't going to happen, only for this betterment of the kid's mental. Right? Because this is a mental mind. You know what that's going on right now.
Mm.
When Draymond Green hit Jordan Poole, Kuminga came in, and he balled out. In what position? Draymond's position. His back was to the basket. He couldn't stop him. Steph said it. It was like it hurt Kerr to say Kuminga was doing good. This is personal. There's something going on outside of basketball. And it's unfortunate. But what it comes down to, a coach can hide a player. A coach, if a coach has something against a player because of something that's happened or whatever the case may be, a coach can hide a player. I can make Paz look good. I can make Paz look like crap. Okay? I can make Steph look bad. Make him run the point and send two players at him. Steph's like, he's struggling. At the end of the day, it is something, and this is going to go down for a 30-30 type deal when Steve Kerr, royalty days, we look back on it. He mismanaged this whole situation. Steve Kerr is running things. He's a diva. We all know that. But I hate that our Bay Area fans are going in on a team, like Steiny's been saying, that has been putting out the same stuff for the last 4 years. This is old. And any other market will be on Steve Kerr's head. He's moving the target to everybody's focus on Kuminga.
All right, Kev, appreciate
it. It's BS, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, and Kev, thanks for the call. I will say this. I'm reading, I shouldn't even go look to see who wrote it, but it was Nick. Nick Friedel. And he has a quote from Steve Kerr that's about the closest thing that I can remember where Kerr acknowledged something other than Kuminga. Here it is. Steve Kerr said, I'm going to keep coaching him, meaning Kuminga. And as he said the other day, we have a good relationship. The combinations, the fit, all that stuff has been going on for a few years. We know that, and I'm not going to shy away from it. And this is it. I think it's pretty obvious. And I do feel for him that he has been sort of at the whim of my decision making based on what I want to see out there from our team. So that's interesting to me because Kerr's saying if there are things that I want to see out there from my team and I don't think Kuminga can do them, I don't play him. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like,
but isn't that any coach-player or boss-employee relationship, though?
Well, what he says, I think it's
shape
interesting.
Shape up or ship out.
Well, what he's saying is if we're getting hammered on the boards and we need rebounding, I'm not going to put Kuminga in because I don't think he rebounds. If I need somebody who, I do feel for him that he's been sort of at the whim of my decision-making based on what I want to see out there from our team, not what I want to see out there from him.
So he's telling you
that's
he doesn't
kind of interesting,
fit. And
I
his
thought.
Actions speak the same way. But I'll say this to the Tims and Raleigh and all the people rooting, our guy coach in Vallejo. I was on this beat, but I'm off of it. He's had his chances. And if it's rebounding, you say, he's had his chances to go in there and rebound. Well, if it's doing, playing defense, all this stuff, that's why you say it and it hits different. When I say it, I'm over it. Like, he's had his opportunities. And especially the first 5 games, I bit hook, line, and sinker thinking this guy has figured it out. A trade one imminent. So just hearing Kerr talk about what it is now, I get it. But Steiny, I feel like that's for every player. When you go in the game, you need to do what we run and what I've sat down and it sounds like 1,000 times told you I need from you. And this is where we're at today, 23 games in.
So I think if we're going to be fair about Kuminga, he's rebounded this year much better than he ever has.
He's averaging, I always like to look at the per 36 because that gives you the rate at which a guy rebounds compared to other years. And this year in 36 minutes, he's averaging 8.8 rebounds a game.
How about the turnover?
That's up from 6.8 last year. Okay. So he's averaging two more rebounds per game per 36 minutes. And yes, his turnovers have gone up dramatically, 2.2 to 3.6. It's because his handle's still not good
enough.
How
about his minutes?
His minutes right now are at, per game, are at,
this will let you
25.6.
As opposed to what last year?
24.3. Mm-hmm. Last 3 years, 26.3, 24.3, 25.6. Like, that's another indication to me, not of whether Kuminga is improving or not, but whether Kerr thinks he's improving or not.
And that's all that matters.
Because his minutes have not gone up in the last 3 years, essentially. They've been kind of stagnant. So I'm ready to give this kid another chance. And the reason I want to give him another chance is
somewhere
because,
else, you mean?
Yes, because I want to see what this guy is for somebody else.
You really believe it's a wrap, huh?
Yeah. Here, I think it has to be.
And that caller, our last caller, I forget his name, but he said something that's so, I don't care what walk of life you're in and what you do for a living and your relationships with your others, the brothers, your mothers, but when you truly are, and I've been there, mine, you know what? Stoney, that's like a mental straitjacket. There's no way out of it. You know what I mean? And if Kuminga really truly is there, and he wouldn't be the only athlete that felt that way, then you truly are probably correct. Come January, the best thing for both parties would be to part.
Yeah, I think.
If he truly, and I, hey, this meets all the criteria and description of how, and Kuminga is not going to the media and doing all that stuff. You know, his agent put out that tweet. But Stoney, think about what that caller mentally, you know what? That there's nothing worse than when you feel like you're a part of something that doesn't want you, or you feel like you have been wronged. There's nothing. It's toxic.
Let's go to Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good to hear.
You hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Benny.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I don't feel that this team has ever really listened to Kerr. I feel like he is more of a player's coach. Because I don't see, when they were winning and doing great, I don't see any play that Kerr designs that Steph is shooting from half court or shooting from far away. And I remember Steve Kerr, he's always had a gruff voice, like almost like he's just constantly yelling. And I think maybe for the past 2 or 3 years, he's kind of thrown his hands up, almost being like, well, you know, you guys coach yourselves, and I'll be here, you know, to give you suggestions of what to do.
Well, the one thing is when they had Steph and they had Durant and those guys, they didn't call a lot of plays. They just ran an offense. And I think they're still trying to run that offense. It's not working as well as it has, obviously, because the talent's not there. And then you've got to figure out a way to incorporate these young players. And it sounds to me like over the years, there's been a little disconnect between how much the youngsters can fit in on a team of veterans and how much they can contribute and produce. Like, that's always been an issue with this team as long as, you know, they've had the great players that they've had.
Yeah, but we do have to give Steve. I thought it was Doc Rivers, you know, back in the day, Stoney. But if I needed a play ran, you can look at the 2019 Game 6 NBA Finals that we were at against Toronto. That play he drew up and gave Steph a perfect look, and Steph couldn't hit it, and they lost. But I put him in the top tier, maybe Spoelstra behind him, and it used to be Doc for me, to draw up a play at the end of games or in the quarters or halves. Like, Steve Kerr brings that to the table, and it sounded like that caller wasn't giving him that credit. Because Mark Jackson, as much as I love him, wasn't doing that. The offense was terrible. It was dribble, 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 dribble. And that's what we saw. And then Steve Kerr comes in here, and year one, they win it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Go ahead.
No, I just keep going back to that Marcus Thompson article where Draymond said about the turnovers that was in The Athletic, okay, the latest one, and Draymond admitted the league is way faster than it's ever been. And the turnover problem is a major issue now when you don't have the Durants of the world and you don't have that talent to offset that. But for this team that I picked to win 50 games to be second in turnovers and then give up the most second most points off the turnovers, like Stani, 469, that means you're not even getting back. Your transition D is diabolical. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? It's like you're turning it over and then there's nothing. You're not helping yourself out. And I don't know if that's a combo or age, lack of athleticism, but when you talk about this word that I hadn't heard, Stani, aggressive pressure, that's when the Warriors turn it over the most. That's when I talk about what you say about age. And it's our best players doing it. That's not a good ingredient for anything to get up out the play in.
Okay, well, my question, okay.
Like
my question
wild.
Would be, my question would be, your best players, though, have always been doing it.
But
so,
your team was better in other areas.
And there it is.
Like, you
what
hate
about
that.
Them?
Yeah.
What about the players? Yeah. Are they as good?
My only retort would be, where would we be without Steph, and where would we be without Jimmy Butler?
And I think, I don't know.
Okay. What, and I'm not running from that slippage from the Steph.
I think we're 13-12 overall, and we're 4-5 this year without Steph. Like, that's what we're looking at. I think, so far. So that's not a huge discrepancy. So what's Kerr going to do tomorrow night against the Minnesota Timberwolves? Who's playing? Who's Finchie going to have to game plan for? Don't let Finchie put Spencer on their scouting report. It could get ugly. They may have to lock up Spencey with Jaden McDaniels.
They are objectively worse, though.
Timberwolves?
No.
Oh.
No, I was going to say the Warriors in terms of turnovers from last year to this year.
Man.
I mean, last year they weren't great, but they were middle of the pack when it comes to turning over the ball or turnover rate. And this year, they're awful. So it's not just, there's a lot of the same players. I mean, I don't really know what you guys attribute that to, but.
Well, Bob, we talked about it. You and I, we said all these young cats are pressuring Steph. I'm just talking about Steph in this instance, bringing the ball up, and he's got to give it up more. And you're like, ooh, when you get older, that happens. I get it. But now the numbers are telling us what's going on, and now this is a team-wide issue. And let me tell you whose hands the ball is going to be in tomorrow. Draymond, if he plays, Steph, and the rest of the gang. But it seems like, and I don't want to take your joy, but it seems like you're excited about what tomorrow presents from a rotation standpoint.
Yeah, I want to see who we trust tomorrow.
Now, that's interesting.
I want to see who we trust.
That I say, I don't like this soup. And then my wife, Mia, says, I'm going to make it again, but with the same ingredient. I'm not going to like it. It's going to be the same. It's going to taste the same.
No, not if she puts more. She can use the same ingredients, but change the volume of each ingredient.
Or she tells you it's a completely different dish.
Well, that too.
Oh, this tastes familiar. No, it's actually not that.
I'm not stuck to somebody on the text. I'm not panicking. I'm good. Where we're at, what we have. But it seems like, the trust word is heavy. That's what you're going to look for moving forward.
I am scared. I mean, I just think the way I'm looking at it in general is I just don't, like, you're sitting here saying, I feel good about where they're at. And I'm saying, why? You're 500. Like, again, I'm starting to look at this and are we progressing if we're the Warriors? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
are we just treading water?
Or are we about to see for the first time, are we going to see Steve Kerr trust the second timeline in regard to, you know what, I'm a ride with the youngsters, well, not over.
Who's the second timeline?
It's a blur.
Third.
I got Post. I got Spencer, and I got Gee Santos.
Like, so they're moving from third timeline to second.
Could that be?
Well, if it is, then you're not a very good team.
And that's what I was about to say, because I'm going to hockey now, NHL. Shout out Gary Thorne. If that's what we're doing, where does that really get you, though, if they're catching up to Pods, Moody, and JK? You know what I mean? We need – some Trey Murphy the thirds of the world, and some Jalen Johnson.
Are they catching up the second unit, or is the
Thundercat,
or are those other guys falling behind? Man. I mean, look, they don't. The Warriors don't have a Jalen Johnson. They don't have anybody close to that.
And listen, I'm not panicking. What hurts me about that partner is they had their opportunity to get him. I don't have to go down the Wiseman, the Kuminga, the now Moody, and it is what it is.
Oh, let's go to D in Washington. It says D's got some advice for you, Goo. Okay.
D.C. or the state of Washington?
He's D in Washington, D.C.
Okay. What's up, baby?
Our nation's capital, not Sacramento.
Hey, Goo, you better get it right. This is Washington, D.C.
Chocolate City,
that's
baby.
The state of Washington.
All right, I got you.
Yeah. Cold as you know what. It's cold as you know what in my neck of the woods. But anyways, man, listen. Sinatra, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Evan, I know you always good, man. I ain't even going to worry about you. But hey, listen, man.
What you got?
I have a little advice for you, man. You know what? You have a habit of falling in love with dudes who just can dunk. You need to stop doing that,
that's
man.
That's a myth.
The game of basketball is a very complicated game, man. You got to learn how to dribble, shoot, and defend.
That's why I love Luka. He
said defend.
Go ahead, baby.
Listen. Your boy JK, as promising as he might be in your mind, he's lacking a hell of a lot as far in the game of basketball, right? He's behind many years, right? So what I propose is that they move off of that kid, man. Move off of him, try to trade him, get a couple of pieces in return, right? Pieces that would fit the system that Kerr wants to run. We have too many guards on the roster right now. We have about 10 of them.
Yep.
That needs to stop, man. They need to erase that nonsense. When we used to win basketball, when we were a championship caliber team, we had nothing but wings that were 6'7", 6'8", who could defend, dribble, and put points on the board. We don't have that, man. We don't have that. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know.
No, I love that. But real quick, let me say this. You know who has that? Even on losing teams, it fit Portland.
A lot of teams
have that, man, and it hurts.
Trey Murphy, man. That's the deal. That's the dude that we need to go after, man. Trey Murphy, and then try to find another way to get a second deal to get another wing. Because, like I said, we have too many guards on the roster, man.
Yeah.
Too many guards.
Thanks,
anyway,
D.
I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
All right. Happy holiday, baby.
All right. Thanks, D. Appreciate it.
Sinatra. If you're Sinatra, I'm Sammy Davis. Evan is, who's the other one in it?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, that's Evan.
It's called the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Little old. I'd probably be in the Brat Pack.
Yay, 20.
Emilio.
Oh, right.
What?
Everybody in the Breakfast Club, basically.
Hey, that was
Rob Lowe.
Molly Ringwald.
Woof.
Yeah.
Ali Sheedy.
Woof. Yeah, that was great.
Judd Nelson.
Dog. Yeah. No.
Dad put a cigarette out in his forearm.
That was great.
Seriously. And then we had Emilio Estevez, who was a wrestler.
Yeah, he was great.
He had problems.
And who was my other guy, the nerd?
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, from Weird Science. Drank it.
He was funny.
I like him.
Was that the guy who was friends with Mike Tyson? No, there was one of the members of the Breakfast Club, kind of gravitated in a lot of circles that you would not think he would.
Dude, Anthony Michael Hall.
That one I haven't heard.
He was great.
He was pretty funny.
No, that was a great flick, man.
Oh, yeah.
And the principal was no joke.
What was his name?
He's a great
actor. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. What's his real name, though? No, his fake name was...
Anthony Michael Hall and Mike Tyson were longtime friends as teenagers.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is. Now, why would you say that? Because they're just they're different people?
Who?
Anthony Michael Hall and Mike Tyson.
Slightly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put those two together.
But see,
I wouldn't have put you and me together either, but they did, and so we'll make the best of it.
I think we played on the same court together. I really do. On many Saturdays. We just didn't know
each other.
I'm
talking about our show.
Yeah, but I'm talking about them just taking a liking to each other.
It doesn't feel that way.
Oh, boy. Like, don't profile. Like Mike Tyson and Anthony Michael Hall. Okay, Evan, they can hit it off. What are we saying that we're shocked?
Well, if you just looked at them individually and you listened to them individually, you wouldn't think they'd been friends since 1985.
I didn't know that.
That is, wow, good stuff, E.
I did not know that. All right.
You want Joe Burrow?
Why not?
I'm out.
He gets hurt. Look at you.
That doesn't bother
me.
So does Purdy.
It doesn't bother me in football.
Well, Purdy's are minors.
Is he old?
Nah, that dude's incredible, man.
What was the debate exactly?
Oh, I know. It was the fact that, yeah,
we'll do, you know what? I'll play that on the other side.
And then Loveman and the guys put up a poll.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Not a championship level team right now. He's
like a teenager. Wow.
All right, 888, I see Brian, I'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes, I'll get into this Joe Burrow sound.
Joe Burrow.
And we can get into whether you should have fun or not.
Yeah.
Because
what constitutes fun?
Yeah, I can tell you what I think's fun. But he's...
You think James Harden's having fun right now?
What's he averaging?
See, but why? I'm just.
How many points a game does he average?
The Clippers are a mess. It's
James
not
Harden
enough.
Counts his points. You know that, don't you?
And so do you. You said you'd score 28.
No, I didn't count them. I just always kind of knew.
Well, how'd you know when you played at the jail that you scored 28?
I looked in the box score after the game.
Well, yeah, people keep a score.
Of course.
We didn't.
Well, you were playing pickup. I was actually playing college basketball. But anyway, that was mean.
No, it was true. Yeah, I didn't know you played. That was a scheduled game.
Yeah, it was like an exhibition game to start the year.
Yeah, I was in the feds. Look at the dudes with Jordans and durags. Like, y'all got to get in here.
You played at the Trenton Penitentiary?
Camp Hill Medium Security Prison.
Wow. So not high security.
No. No. But you know, I'm pretty sure
is it still there?
Folsom. Not Folsom.
San Quentin.
Yeah. I don't think San Quentin's maximum security.
They have a baseball team.
I think it's medium security, but they have some people on death row there.
Yeah, there was an article written not too long ago about their baseball team.
And, of course, the Warriors go there to play pickup basketball.
Incredible.
Yeah, CP did that a couple years ago, I think.
You know what? That's where we should do a show.
No, let's go.
Let's go to San Quentin and do a show.
Let's do it.
That would be fun.
And you got to just buy Willard's house. Let's do it, man.
I'd rather do a show at San Quentin.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Me too. I was just saying it's biased.
Hey, 888-957-9570 is the number. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk at Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. And, of course, if you're going to the game, we've got that free shuttle for you. And all you got to do is go sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So once again, go to 957thegame.com and sign up right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Now, I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
Oh, I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can we do a... I don't think we'd have enough to do a Guru bloopers.
No, we would.
Just that, Pat Spencer.
Actually, you know what? We should do that on holiday.
You're a natural Richard. Well, that... Hey, Willard is the man. He texted and told us. You got it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Quentin.
No, I didn't.
It's a maximum security, Steiny. He just texted both of us.
So...
Thank you, Will.
When I need San Francisco information, I go to Jim Mole.
Oh, okay.
A San Francisco resident. I don't go to Mark Willard, who I believe spent most of his career in Los Angeles.
He's from the Bay.
And also, I know he spent some time in like Elko, Nevada. And Jim Mole, who is a very a historian of sorts.
Yeah.
You are correct, Steiny. San Quentin used to be a maximum security prison. Now it's medium to low rehabilitation prison.
Still don't want to be in there. There's some mean people in there.
Ah, oh, come on.
Come on, push
it's like a rehab now.
Steiny, stop. Dude, I watched the Warriors play. Bob Myers.
I did not like the way they approached that game. They were intimidated. Seriously.
Are you being real?
Kirk Lacob, he looked like he just... Yeah, the game, the lights were too bright for him at San Quentin.
Oh, man.
I mean, they were getting after it defensively.
Yeah.
I know you would. You should. I bet you could get into that game.
Well, let's try to do a show there.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I'm saying, if the Warriors still go there every year, I'll bet you could jump on their team, play.
So you say that so like it could happen, then I'm going to drive home like it could happen.
Call Raymond.
Let's see, you hook it up.
I'm not playing. I'm not in this one.
I'm playing tonight.
Okay. Let's go to Brian, and then I want to get into this Joe Burrow sound.
Joe Burrow.
What's going on, Brian and Hayward? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the reason I'm calling in is because I've been listening to Craziness all morning. Oh. I was just calling to kind of balance things. I used to coach. Well, once a coach, always a coach. I used to coach the youth in my community for basketball. And basically, you can see talent no matter the age level. Like if they're young, you know, usually it's their physical dominance or bigger. They're a little bit more coordinated than you would expect. And those are the people you've got to run with, man. Mm. But in the No Boys Allowed League, I mean, Kuminga is just a drop in the bucket. His potential is still higher than, I would say, just about anybody's. I mean, he's kind of had this rookie potential for as long as he's been in the league, guys. And anybody who's watched basketball for more than 5 minutes can tell this guy is up there with – physical capabilities, tools, jumping ability. I mean, he's got a pretty substantial level of skill as it is now. I heard you guys talking about his handles earlier. Yeah, that's something I would agree on. Needs drastic work, but
the other guy,
in my opinion, the guy's been dominating in the wrong way for so long, and that's not how you dominate at the highest level. The way you dominate at the highest level is the way Steph's doing it. He's 37 and best shooter of all time, you know? Draymond's IQ is through the roof on both ends of the court. He's still squeaking by with one of the greatest players of all time, you know, as his teammate who fully supports anything and everything he does. That's why he's still a Warrior. That's probably why he'll retire a Warrior, meaning Draymond Green. That's what I'm talking about. But you don't just move away from a guy like Kuminga. I don't care. We've already lost Wiseman, Poole. I mean, you guys name it, dude. We've just flushed all our draft picks down the toilet.
Ryan Rollins.
Moody and Kuminga. Yeah, come on, man. It hurts. Why are we doing this? I don't want to keep giving away young talent, because when Steph is gone, Draymond's gone, and then we've got nothing. I mean, I'm not trying to sit there and wait for a Wemby like the Spurs had to do, because that guy's not, you know, replicable. He's not coming around again. There is no such thing as another Wemby anytime soon. There's no such thing as another Steph anytime soon.
Well,
so
I got you, Brian, and thank you for the call.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins.
My sources say it's going to be a good draft. Look, what about Boozer's kid? He's got a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
DeBoncha?
He's got two kids.
In BYU?
Yeah. Evan just mentioned that name in my ear. But so the what, point he, of the matter
DeBoncha
is...
DeBoncha wasn't playing well last night, and then he came on? Is that, or two nights ago? Is that?
He stunk in the first half.
Okay.
And then scored 22 to bring BYU back from down 20.
Damn. I'll say this where the caller hit me in the cardiac muscle, is I call what he said Kuminga possesses gifts. The handle is not there. But, Steiny, I'm telling you, focused and honed in on Curry for four or five more. But if somebody wants to invite me over for tea and the conversation is predicated around the Warriors' future, the cupboards are bare. And I need a roadmap of when we're going to fix that. And that's what Kuminga represents to me.
What if I told you, Guru, wake up. You're not going to get that player with Steph here. They don't want it, in a way.
No doubt.
Okay.
But it shines light on your opportunities that you had with Steph. And you know who the three are. Wiseman. I love you, Moody. Kuminga. If you trade him...
Are we gonna be talking about those three guys for 10 years?
No, until we get our Wemby or whoever.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, we talk about Joe Barry Carroll. It's still 35 years ago.
Yeah, Joe barely cares. Man, I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I know this. At some point, I call him President Obama because he's presidential. Steph Curry is going to say, this ain't right. Like, this playing ain't good enough. That card has yet to be played. Or did he play it and they went and got Jimmy, but now there might be another hand in the deck. That's what we need to worry about, him not being happy. And he kind of called his shot last. I remember that. He's like, things change. And I'm just saying, man, it's nobody's. Yeah, it is. We've missed on the draft picks. And now Kuminga looks like he could be on the first thing smoking up out of here. What does the future? You're right. He's not here. And you know how many times the trust the process had cracks at it? The Spurs, those down times, the Kings, we don't want that again. A great time out.
That's what's most likely to happen.
Oh, because my God. I just need a double.
Like, do you think you get to win four titles, make the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, and then just start winning more titles again?
No, but that's why you got blessed with the numbers. Yeah, you had to pay a price.
Well, it's over.
Broke his hand. But
that's
you missed.
Over. It's over.
But that miss
but
is
it's
still
over.
It's still why you are not better off.
Let me tell you right
That's
now.
What I'm
you
saying.
Want to keep dwelling on that? Go ahead and keep dwelling on it. But it's over. That pick, when was the Wiseman draft? 2020? What are we doing?
Pandemic, but hey.
Yes,
just
they
imagine
missed.
They would be he
Guess
would
what?
Be ready
they
in
missed yesterday
now.
On Wiseman. They missed today on Wiseman.
But
and
you
they'll
could
miss
throw
the next
Kuminga
year.
In there now. You could throw Moody in there. I'm just saying you didn't get
right,
your ROI
you,
on all. So when you say, I get
right,
it, the
but
price
you don't
of
hold
a dynasty,
it against the organization.
You had some plus, you had some bonus points, some bonus picks, some high ones, and now it looks like we didn't get a lot out of it.
Right. Why?
Because
the question you got to ask.
The players you pick, for whatever reason, were projects.
Exactly. And you picked projects, why?
This is what I don't
because you
get.
Thought they were done winning titles. And if anybody disagrees with me on that, you're wrong. Why
would you have had an opportunity to get Miles Turner 4 years ago or 5 years ago, said no, and now you would kill for Miles Turner? It's because you have changed your philosophy from 2020, 2021 to last year, this year, and maybe until the foreseeable future, as long as Curry's continuing to play.
Listen, I hear you. My only rebuttal to that is, if they even thought they were done winning chips, you still got Steph and Dre.
Right.
So when was Kuminga going to play? Like, they weren't going away.
That's right. But there was no timetable. Like, if you draft those guys and you got Steph, they're projects. So they're going to take a while. Like, you should have known that. This cockamamie idea that you were going to draft James Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga and they were going to be able to contribute within a year or two.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys are idiots. Sorry. You guys are dumb for thinking that.
Talking to the FO.
I'm talking about the fans. I'm talking to front office. But I don't believe the front office thought they were going to be good in a year. That's why they drafted him, because they didn't.
You've had more than a year.
That's what happens when you draft projects. Sometimes they don't make it.
Right. Or not good enough.
Right. But you drafted projects because you got enamored with upside. Period.
Well, I'll say this to that. We still are enjoying the Steph days. We are. And you got Jimmy Butler. But that, my friend, is not over. And I'm not saying you're saying that. And what I mean, it's not over, you still got a price to pay for those misses. They just become more glaring as Steph's is winding down and we talk about the new iteration of this team. They don't have any pods. Well, then why you want the keys?
Then why?
I'm not even mad at him now thinking about it. He looked at it like, who had poop house food? Give me the keys. Somebody got to drive it. But that he's not good enough. I'm down, back down.
Back down
I'm
again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No, we got to get
it. We got Spencer.
No, that's and we're up. Hey, we're one over. 13-12?
Yep.
I just hate it's the A seed.
Is that?
No, that's the plan. That's the box. We got to shake that. But what did you say for me to win the bet? 37-20?
They got
to
go 37-20.
Oh,
that
my.
Actually doesn't sound that
hard. Sonny, that's what they did damn near with Jess with
Hold
Butler.
On, let me,
30.
Hold on, let me
37-20. What is that, a 700? 666 clip. What rate is that?
I made it up.
37-20.
What's wrong with my phone?
That's a winning percentage. That's a good success.
Where's my calculator?
You got to turn it on.
Oh,
there
Lord.
We go. Okay. So they are. They got to go. Oh,
13-12 now.
They're on a 43 win pace. So.
Dibs would know already.
No, he wouldn't. Okay. So they got to go 37. 37 divided by.
I can't tell you.
57 equals. They got to play at a 649 clip.
So a little less.
Times now we'll multiply that times 82.
Give it
to
me.
They've got to play at a 53 win pace.
The rest of the way. Wow.
You thought they'd win 50.
Not impossible.
No, it's not, E.
It's absolutely
not. But now you
got
to remain healthy, E. Like, that's what you don't know.
Not if you got Spencey.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine.
2-0 when he starts.
Hey, I'm in.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ryan? How are you?
I'm doing good. Forgive me, I'm a little out of breath. I'm training for a half marathon up there in San Francisco on January 3rd.
Oh, get nice. It in, baby. I'm proud of you.
Sit tight, Ryan. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my running career.
After
I participated in several half marathons when I was in my mid-20s, late 20s.
Stop it. In fact,
the longest race I ever ran was an 18.1 mile race. It was called the Sea Isle City Marathon. It was from one end of the beach to the other, from like Beach Haven to Barnegat Light. So 18 was the most in a race. But one time during one of my training runs, Ryan, and thanks for hanging in there, I ran 22 miles once. Yeah. And those endorphins were kicking in. It's really fun when those endorphins kick in, huh, Ryan?
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
I hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
But, you, Steiny, you got to get a drip for that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So here's what I wanted to say. I'm down in Southern California, and I'm a diehard Laker fan, diehard 49ers fan. And I got to be honest, it's tiring to hear some of the Warriors fans gripe and complain about their success currently when they were a dynasty. They got the job done several times.
Mm.
There's so much to be celebrated with your Warriors. It's incredible. The franchise that you have is amazing. They'll get back there. The Niners have been knocking on the door for almost my whole adult life. So it's hard to hear the same types of complaints for the Niners and the Warriors. It's like, what are we talking about? The Niners they haven't closed the door yet. The Warriors have done it several times. I think you got to have a little bit of perspective as Warriors fans. It's a different era right now. Some of these young guns, OKC, Houston, it's their time. Just embrace a little bit of a rebuild, celebrate the last years you have with Curry, and then look forward to the next iteration of your success, because it's going to come.
Wow.
But put your eggs in the Niners basket, guys. Come on.
Hey, Ryan, real quick, what are your measurements, your height and weight? What you pushing?
I'm 6'1", 210 pounds.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to see you get down to 190 for that race.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying.
There you go, baby.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Ryan. Thanks for calling in.
Was that a lie or a tall tale you told?
About what?
Your running life.
No.
I've never heard that, either one of us. Did you? You finished.
Well, he actually didn't finish.
What do you mean?
The race.
Well,
I never ran a marathon.
Yeah, but you got close.
No, that was a training run at Valley Forge National Park.
26.2.
I never ran 26.2.
That's my point.
I only ran 22 once.
But you could have gone the extra 4 miles.
But it wasn't a race, so I didn't care.
You didn't finish.
Oh. It wasn't a race.
But
what?
I thought you
I've never run a marathon.
No, you've never finished one.
Precisely.
If I would have run 26 miles, I wouldn't have run a marathon. It wasn't a race.
But 26.2 miles is a marathon.
Can I ask why you didn't finish?
Because I was running 22 miles. It was two 11-mile loops. And let me tell you what did happen.
You didn't finish.
Runner's high happened.
What's that?
It's the unbelievable. Endorphins. It's incredible.
I'm like, I don't know if I've had the endorphins kick in.
I'll tell you exactly what. I'll tell you exactly how mine kicked in. So Valley Forge Park, it was this huge park outside of Philadelphia, and it had like a creek running down the middle.
Wow.
Or running in it. And then there was a running trail that would go by the creek, but it was up high, you know, it was like 10 feet above. And I was on my second loop running on this trail, and I was just like looking over, and I was on like mile 17 or something. And I looked over at the creek below me, and
what
it just,
happened?
It looked like a raging river that I was like 100 feet above. It was definitely, there was some kind of hallucinogenic thing going on, because
you'll never
everything
forget
was crystal clear, and the and everything was like vivid and crackling.
Wow.
And I said, you're feeling good,
and then you stop.
I ran four more miles.
Could you have run the four more miles?
That's what we
I can't believe you guys are pissing
people
me off
want
like
to know
that.
Why
because it was a training run.
For like, what?
For probably a half marathon.
It sounds like he could have just ran a full marathon.
Can somebody help me out there? You know, I there was a time when I was running 60 miles a week. Seriously.
Come on, man.
I swear to God. Like, I went about 2 months where I was... Yeah, that was...
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. 6'1", 210. He's all right.
Yeah, I'd like to see him come down a little.
That's incredible. You would have been Willard range. Yeah.
I ran pretty fast. And then one day I was running at Valley Forge Park, and I met this guy, Clayton Smith. And he went to Norristown High School. This is way back in the day. And he was like 6'1", 114 pounds, like a real runner. And he said, yeah, let's run with you today. And
oh boy,
he was so fast. And then we ran about 6 miles, and I was so proud of him. He goes, "Hey, you gotta push it." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You just gotta push it. You don't push it." And sure enough, I looked, and he was like one of the best cross country runners in Pennsylvania.
I hated that. No glory in running.
Oh, that's where you find it. That's where you find your inner peace.
I see these kids nowadays, I'm at the polite and they're running for their school cross country. I'm like, where's the glory?
Let's go to JD in Oakland. And then we'll get to Joe Burrow.
Is this our JD?
Sure we will.
The Golden Bear JD?
I don't know.
This is me.
JD, what up, baby?
What's up, fellas? Really, let me stop you guys right now, because when you start talking about running, man, that's like being on a date with a fine girl and bringing up how good the weather is. We got to stop it. I'm sure the producers are back there like, get these guys. What the hell is Matt talking about running? Let's get off of that. Now to the Warriors. Guru, first of all, I don't agree with you. We don't have Steph for 5 years. You said 3, 4.
Yeah.
I don't think we got him for this year, maybe one more.
Wow.
And then Steph is going to be looking to parachute out of this thing. I mean, the best thing we can hope happen is he signs a big, big deal with one of these different shoe companies and they make him hang around for a couple years. Other than that, I don't see Steph more than a year, year and a half at the best two.
Wow.
At 3 and 4, we're not gonna happen. Secondly, you guys keep talking about Kuminga, Wiseman, and Poole. Those guys are not the biggest guy that's going to leave this building or has already left. Bob Myers was the biggest loss that we have. We have nobody there to now take us from the post-Steph era to another championship era.
What about Mike
Dunleavy? Dunleavy is not going to get that done. He doesn't have the cachet. He doesn't have the respect around the league to win a trade.
Wow.
You got to win trades. I mean, you look at my guy down at the Clippers. He, the deal that he made to give up SGA and all of those picks, he has turned the whole NBA on the Oklahoma City's behalf.
Yeah.
I mean, for another 5 years.
Yeah.
And this year's draft, there's going to be 7 freshmen in this year's draft that's going to pay dividends. Arizona has a guy. North Carolina has a guy. Obviously, wow. You know, the Boozer, the Banza. I mean, there's 7 guys that's going to come in and be able to play well next year. And one of them going to be with, I mean, if the Clippers keep losing, one of them going to be a OKC pick.
Wow.
So okay. I think what we got to do is, you know, what did he say? What did Pitino say? Bob Myers is not walking back through that door.
Man. What do you do, Jay?
You know, I don't want to say this because I don't want anybody trying to hunt me down, but you maybe look for a trade for Steph. You look for a trade for Steph, wow. And you ask if it's okay. And then you maybe move Steph to a place where he can chase another championship for the last 2 years of his career. And we can get some good young talent, because the last championship we got, you got to remember, that was a fluke championship.
Man,
they
played
itself.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy. Take care.
Where's the Kleenex?
Like, he got a few bad. Trade Steph, see if it's okay, but you got to get Steph to a place to where he doesn't have to lift 500 pounds. And right here, he has to lift 500 right now.
All right. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.